So today we're going to be discussing the kapara of Yom Kippur, which is an interesting concept. It comes up at the end of Maseches Yoma. This idea that the day of Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur itself atones without any karbanos, right? This is nowadays we don't have karbanos. The day itself somehow functions as a kapara. And we're going to try to figure out what the source is for this, where it comes from exegetically, and then also to understand conceptually how kapara of Yom Kippur works and how it relates to other mechaperim, especially tshuva. What's the relationship between Yom Kippur as a mechaper and tshuva as a mechaper? So we'll start with the Mishnah here on source number one. This is right towards the end of Maseches Yoma. And the Mishnah, it's interesting, it mixes together different types of mechaperim. So it starts off by saying, chatas ve'asham vadai mechaperim. Right, a carbon chatas, if someone violates an iser that has kares b'shogeg, they have to bring a chatas. Or an asham vadai, which are specific averus one does, one brings an asham vadai, as opposed to an asham talui. Those are mechaper, those resolve the sin, right? So if you accidentally lit a fire on Shabbos, right, you forgot it was Shabbos, you lit a fire on Shabbos, you remember, you bring a karban, and that's mechaper, that cleanses, that resolves the avera. Okay. Misa of Yom HaKippurim, mechaprim ima tshuva. So, just like that, in a half, you know, a very short sentence, we threw in three other mechaprim. Number one, Misa, death, has the capacity to atone, and Yom Kippur, which we're going to see is a mechaper. Each of these are mechaper, but not alone, im ha-tshuva, along with tshuva. So, let's say, without getting too specific about the Avera, because the mission is about to do that, if I do an Avera and I do tshuva, plus Yom Kippur passes by, or the person passes away, that would resolve the Avera. So Yom Kippur, or it sounds like Yom Kippur or death are not sufficient alone to be mechaper. If you have tshuva, plus Yom Kippur, or plus Misa, together, those are mechaper. Right, so just like that, we have chatas and asham, which are karbanos from the time of the Beis Hamikdash. We also have Misa, Yom Kippur, and Tshuva, which, of course, are all still, you know, viable options today as opposed to karbanos. So this mission is mixing together things that only apply in the time of the Mikdash with contemporary possibilities for kapara. And then the mission delineates what is mechaper in which scenario. So Tshuva, mechaperes alaveros kalos, alase ve'alos ase. Right, tshuva, that will atone for minor sins, for your, you know, for ase, you don't do some positive commandment, or a los ase, you violate a lav, but not a major lav, not a lav with kares. Ve'ala chamuros, and the more severe averos, presumably that means averos with kares, hu tole, tshuva, or tola, tshuva, it sort of suspends, it hangs this avera in the balance, ad yavo Yom HaKippurim v'yechaper, until Yom Kippur comes and is mechaper. So what does that mean? What is this idea of tole? So actually, it's not a Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Gemara gives an explanation of what tole is. Tole, the way Rashi explains it, you know, usually if you do an avera, it sort of is hanging over your head. And you are liable to get punished for the avera you did if you don't do anything about it. If you do kapara, that means you resolve the avera completely. But if you don't do kapara, but you're tole, you're sort of protecting yourself, you're blocking that avera from hurting you, right? So Rashi says, tole is lahagen mina yisurin, or lahagen, right, to protect yourself from various punishments you might get as a result of this avera. So tshuva is not sufficient to be mechaper for major averos. It needs the help, the backup, as it were, of either Yom Kippur or, the Mishnah doesn't spell this out, but presumably Misa would work similarly, although if you want more details, we're probably not going to get to this. Probably not going to get to these sources, but later on the sheet, source 15, 17, 18, and 19 all have slight variations of the exact relationship between the mechaper. We're not going to go into all those details unless we somehow miraculously have extra time. We're going to be focusing on Yom Kippur and tshuva. So that's the Mishnah here, right? Chatas and Asham Vadeh Mechaper, Mis and Yom Kippur are Mechaper, but they're not Mechaper alone. They need the help of Tshuva. And minor Averos, all you need is Tshuva. Major Averos, you need Tshuva plus either Yom Kippur or Misa. Yeah. Probably not. So slicha is not really used in a technical sense in Chazal. Obviously, we use it, you know, we say slichos, we use it, the term in tefillah, but it doesn't seem to have a technical meaning. Chazal, and the Gemara says this, Rebbe says that kapara is the same thing as slicha. So basically, when Chazal talk about kapara, that entails slicha. Slicha is, right, slicha more generally is forgiveness. Interpersonal forgiveness could theoretically be slicha, right? Slicha in modern Hebrew. And kapara is the ritualized halachic version of that, which, you know, it's sort of Hashem forgiving us, but based on certain rituals or various actions.
Isn't kapara implied that it's a change in intrinsic in the person once he gets kapara from Hashem?
Potentially, yeah. Meaning as long as one has an avera, that's in some way is... There's different accounts of this. So the Rambam would say, if you did an avera, it's like a stain on your soul or something like that, and then that gets cleansed.
So it's mitahe.
Yes, although the Rav has this essay on Tara and Kapara, and he wants to say that there are different nuances to it, but they're definitely in the same ballpark. Definitely, right, Kapara, I think Rabbi Schachter mentioned this on yesterday, Kapara... Right. Averos do two things. Number one, the Avera is a problem. Number two, it creates a sort of gap between the person and Hashem. Kapara hopefully resolves both of those, but the relational side / the purification of the person, allowing them to relate to Hashem better, that people are more likely to call Tahara. So yeah, it may be two sides of the same coin, but that's really a whole other shear, the relation between Kapara and Tahara. Right, so in the case of the Averos Chamuros, where one does tshuva but doesn't have Yom Kippur, so that the technical status is tola. That's the term used. And what that means is you're not going to get punished for it, but it's still there. You haven't gotten rid of it either. Yeah. Other questions? It's a little, get into the metaphysics here a little bit. So it's like a different than the usual sort of shir. The rest of this mission is very interesting. It's somewhat related to what we did, so we'll finish the Mishnah. Darsh Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Mikol Chato Seichel Lefnei Hashem. I'm sorry, I skipped. Did I do? No, yeah. Mikol Chato Seichel Lefnei Hashem Titaru. Averu Sheminadum LaMakom Yom Kippur Mechaper. No, I did skip a line. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go back a line. HaOmer Echta VeAshuv. Ain Maspikim Biyadol Asos Tshuva. If someone says, I'll sin, I'll do tshuva. I'll come out clean in the end, right? And I get to enjoy the Averos. That doesn't work. We don't allow them to do tshuva. It doesn't work. Echli Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Same idea. If someone says, I'll do Averos Yom Kippur, this Mechaper Yom Kippur will solve all my problems, it doesn't work in that case. Averos Shmein Adam LaMakom Yom Kippur Mechaper, Averos Shmein Adam LaChavero, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ad Shiratze Es Chavero. Right? Sins between a person and Hashem, Yom Kippur atones for those, but not interpersonal sins until and unless achiratzes chaver, until you appease your friend, right? So if you wrong your neighbor and you never made it up to them, Yom Kippur won't help you for that. Why? Because there's Hashem's not really the bialim on that, or not the only bialim, right? There's another party that's affected by what you did. You can't have resolution for what you did wrong unless all the wrong parties are okay with it, namely the person you wronged and Hashem. So you can't just have Yom Kippur solve that problem. Rav Elazar ben Azariah then has a drasha to support this interpretation. Darsha Elazar ben Azariah, Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. In this pasuk, we're going to hear a lot on Yom Kippur. Avero shebein adam lamakom Yom Kippur mechaper. Avero shebein adam lachavero ein Yom Kippur mechaper. What does it say? It says you'll be purified, which here we're assuming is synonymous with kapara. To Phil's question, you'll be purified from all your sins before Hashem. Okay, that's all your sins before Hashem. But all your sins before another person, you don't get kapara for until and unless you appease them. That's the drasha that Rav Elazar ben Azariah makes to support what we just said. And now Rabbi Akiva, there's a couple of songs with these lyrics. I'm Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, praiseworthy are you, Israel, Lifnei mi atem mitaharim, mi mitar eschem, before whom are you purified? And who is purifying you? Avichem Shabashamayim, your Father in heaven. Hashem says, I'll pour on you pure waters, you'll be pure. Ve'omer mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem compares himself to a mikvah in Yirmiyahu. Ma mikvah mitaris atzmeim, av HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaris Yisrael. Just like a mikvah purifies the impure, so to Hashem purifies Israel. So it's a beautiful idea, nice song. What's this doing in our Mishnah? What's Rabbi Akiva doing in our Mishnah? The rest of the Mishnah makes sense, right? We started talking about the different mechaperim. Included among them is Yom Kippur. Then we say, when is Yom Kippur mechaper? When is it not mechaper? That all connects. And then Rabbi Elazar gave the drasha from the pasuk to explain why Yom Kippur is only mechaper for averos ben adam lamakom, not ben adam lachavero. Where does Rabbi Akiva come in? It seems out of left field. So if you think about the whole pasuk that Rav Elazar ben Azariah darshined, right? Kiva yom hazeh yichaper alechem litaher eschem mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem titaru. And now look at the questions that Rabbi Akiva is asking. Lifnei mi atem mitaharim, right? Lifnei Hashem titaru. We just said that. Mi mitar eschem kiva yom hazeh yichaper alechem litaher eschem. Presumably, it's also talking about Hashem. So avichem shabbat shemayim. He answers his own question. But Rabbi Akiva, even though he quotes these other psukim of Zerachtem Aleichem Mayim Tahorim and Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, what's Rabbi Akiva really darshaning? What's his starting point? Is the pasuk of Kiva Yom HaZeh Yichaper Aleichem. But that's where his questions come from. So basically, I think the way to understand this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave his drasha on the pasuk, right? Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru, but not Chatayim against others. Rabbi Akiva said, okay, I have a different drasha on this pasuk. My drasha is, keep saying, L'taher Eschem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, right? You're being purified by Hashem before Hashem. What does that mean? How does that work? And Rabbi Akiva develops a concept of how that works, and that Hashem is like a mikvah, or maybe like throwing water, but right, a mikvah is mitaher by the very presence in the mikvah, right? The mikvah is not doing anything to you. It's the fact that you're inside the mikvah that you become tahor. And similarly, this is how Yom Kippur works, according to Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva's account for how Yom Kippur is mechaper. What does the pasuk say? Lifnei Hashem titaru. By being lifnei Hashem, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is a mikvah, that immersive experience of being in front of Hashem on Yom Kippur is like being in a mikvah, and you are mitar yourself in the sense of being mechaper yourself by being in the presence of Hashem on Yom Kippur, and he learns that out from that same pasuk. Lifnei Hashem titaru. What's interesting is, if you look at how to read the pasuk, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was reading Lifnei Hashem as modifying Mikol Chatoseichem, right? All your sins Lifnei Hashem, as opposed to sins against others, whereas Rabbi Akiva is reading Lifnei Hashem as connected to titaru. Lifnei Hashem titaru, that's the mode of atonement, is by being Lifnei Hashem, you get kapar. Okay, so much for the Mishnah. Any questions or comments? Yeah?
Right after the
150 years, give or take, yeah.
It's a question of concern. They didn't have the Diabota anymore. What are we going to do without Diabota? The answer is Rabbi Akiva, don't worry about it. But we still can attain
Kapara.
The Shem, they scared it. It's not totally
about Diabota. Great. You're saying Rabbi Akiva, meaning in the past, it wasn't necessary to explain how Yom Kippur is Mechaper as a day, because the Karbanos were presumably how it was Mechaper. Rabbi Akiva, right, Rabbi Akiva, of course, I said 150 years, that's, you know, the Mishnah itself, right? Rabbi Akiva is a bit earlier, and we have stories of Rabbi Akiva walking on the, right, you know, the Gemara, the Anamakos there. So Rabbi Akiva is even closer to the Chorban, and he's explaining how the day of Yom Kippur can be Mechaper. Great, and actually that ties in perfectly to the next few sources we're going to look at. We're going to get to the Gemara in source one soon, but for now, let's look at the derivation from the Psukim of how do we know that Yom Kippur is Mechaper. What's the source for Yom Kippur being Mechaper? We'll start from source 3, which is just laying out the Pasuk, one of the one of the relevant psukim that we're going to read on Shabbos. On Monday. Right on the 10th day of the 7th month, you should fast. You shouldn't do malacha. Why? This is our pasuk. By the way, on pshat level, who's the subject of this pasuk? Who's going to be mechaper? Who's mechaper? Okay, so that's the chiddush. We're going to get to that. That's definitely not pshat, but that is how Chazal are going to read it. So hold that thought. What might be on a, you know, without Chazal's chiddush? What might we say kiva yom hazeh means? Who's the subject? Kiva yom hazeh yichaper aleichem. Okay, so it could be Hashem, and that certainly is how it was being understood by Rabbi Akiva on in our Mishnah. Who else might be the subject? Aside from the Yom, aside from Hashem? The Kohen Gadol. Yeah, very often, if you look throughout Vayikra, Perek Dalden Hay, it says the Kohen is Mechaper. Right? Also the Parakim of Mitzorah. The Kohen is Mechaper. What does it mean the Kohen is Mechaper? It means the Kohen takes the dump, puts it on the Mizbeach, and that's Mechaper. So, I think on a Pshat level, the simplest explanation, Ki Vayom HaZeh Yechaper Lechem, it's talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, on that day, will be Mechaper for you by doing all the Avodos. That's the whole point of Yom Kippur. You do all these, bring all these karbanos, the Sir LaZazel, even it's not even a karban, and the Sir LaShem and everything else, the par, and through that Kivayom Hazeh Yichaper Lechem, the Kohen will be mechaper for you, will resolve your sins. Of course, Hashem is involved in the process too, but the person doing the actions, the physical processes of the karbanos, is the Kohen. That is, I think, is the pshat of what that means. But let's see how Chazal read this pasuk, source number 4 here. The Sifra, right? The Medrash Halacha on this pasuk. So, and there are different versions. I think this is the correct one, based on the manuscript, and also some Mefarshim point this out that this has to be the right reading. Ki v'zeh yichaper aleichem. So, what's missing there? It took out the yom, right? It doesn't say ki v'yom v'zeh. It says ki v'zeh yichaper aleichem. With this, he will atone for you. Bekarbanos. That would mean bekarbanos, right? That's. If you didn't have the word yom, it would mean, you know, they're mechaper with korbanos. Who? The Kohen, presumably. The Kohen is mechaper by bringing the korbanos. Minayin afal pi she'ein korbanos ve'ein sa'ir hayom mechaper. How do I know that even if you don't have korbanos anymore, and you don't have the seer hamishtalech, the seer lazazel, that without those things, the day itself is mechaper? Talmud Lomar, Ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem. So what this medrash is saying is the word yom is extra. You didn't need the word yom. You could say ki vazeh yichaper aleichem. With this set of karbanos, the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for you. Why do we need to say vayom hazeh? Why do we throw in the word yom? Because the yom is actually doing kapara in a scenario where you don't have the Kohen Gadol and you don't have the karbanos. So exactly what you were saying, right? It's responding to a reality where there's no Beis HaMikdash, right? If there was a Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't need this drush. It wouldn't make much of a difference, right? Maybe make some technical differences if you forget to bring it or something. But you wouldn't really need it. But in a world without a Beis HaMikdash, this drusha becomes much more significant because you have a backup plan. Even though you don't have the karbanos, you don't have the sire, you have the yom. The yom can be mechaper as well. And we find very similarly a few prakim later in Parshas Emor, source 5. It talks about Yom Kippur. And all the different aspects of the day. Talks about if you don't fast, you get kares. If you do malacha, you get avantius, and that's presumably also kares. Don't do malacha. And again, Shabbos, Shabboson, hulachem, v'inisem es nafshos seichem. It's a little repetitive, really, going back on these themes over and over. And source number 6, the Sifra, the Medrash Halacha, on these psukim, so it sort of gives a bird's eye view of all the psukim. Mikra Kodesh, Yom Kippurim Hu, V'inisim Es Nafsho Seichem, Ki Kippurim Hu. Now, what word is it left out again? Yom, right? It doesn't say, the pasuk actually says Ki Yom Kippurim Hu. We're quoting it without the word Yom. Ki Kippurim Hu. It's an atonement thing. V'chomalach alosasu, Ki Kippurim. So that's our summary. You know, a lot of dot, dot, dots, a lot of, right, a lot of skipping here, quoting these psukim and leaving out the word yom. And now the Medrash comes in and says, Sheyachol, I would have thought, Ein li elo yom ha-kippurim mechaper, elo im kein asa'o mikra kodesh, v'his ana v'lo asa bo malacha. I would have thought Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you treat it like a mikra kodesh. Maybe that means not doing. Maybe that means davening or something like that. And you need a fast, and you need to not do malacha, and then you get kapara. Lo kro mikra kodesh v'lo nis'ana bo v'asa malacha minayin. How do I know Yom Kippur is mechaper even if you totally break Yom Kippur? You don't treat it like a yontif to the extent we do. You don't fast. You do malacha. Still, you get kapara, shei yom mechaper. How do I know that? Talmud lomar, yom ha-kippurim. It's not a function of all these mitzvos that you get the kapara. It's a function of yom, of the day itself. Yom kippurim, hu shei yachol, en yom kippurim mechaper, ela ima karbanos, v'ima se'irim. And, you know, I also would have thought, maybe, and this we already had this thought and rejected it, but we're repeating it again for emphasis. I also might have thought, yom kippur is only mechaper, if you brought the karbanos and the seir l'Hashem and the seir l'Azazel, then yom kippur mechaper. Uminayin af bisha ein karbanos ve'ein sa'ir hayom mechaper. How do I know the day's mechaper? Even if you don't have the karbanos, you don't bring karbanos, you don't have the seir l'Azazel. Talmud lomar yom hakipurim hu, or probably just yom kippurim hu. Yachol yechaper al hashavim ve'al she'inan shavim. Okay, you told me I don't need to treat yom kippur like a yantiv. I don't need a. I can do malacha on Yom Kippur, not that I can, but even if I do malacha on Yom Kippur, even if I eat on Yom Kippur, I get kapara. Even if I don't bring any karbanos or the seir l'Azazel, I get kapara. You might think, also, yachol yechaper al hashavim ve'al she'ein hashavim, maybe I should get kapara whether or not I do tshuva. If I do tshuva, I get kapara. If I don't do tshuva, I also get kapara. I mean, it sounds like, it says yom, right? It's about the day. The day seems very powerful. V'dinhu, it should be a kal v'chomer. Chatas ve'asha mechaprim. Right, karbanos chatas and ashram mechaper. Yom kippur mechaper. Ma chatas v'ashram ein mechaperim ela al hashavim. Af yom kippur lo yechaper ela al hashavim. So we say because when you bring a chatas or an ashram, you need to do tshuva before you bring the karban. It's just one of the rules. You can't get kapara without you can't even bring the karban. But even if you do, you don't get kapara without having done tshuva. Yom kippur also you need tshuva. So we really see Yom kippur as following the model of a karban, which is interesting. That at least in this limud, and therefore. Therefore, you absolutely need kapara. And then we try to reject it and say, lo, imamart, be'asham and chatas, she'im and chaparim al-zadon kishkaga. Well, asham and chatas, less asham, more so chatas, they're only mechaper on a shkaga, not a zadon, right? If you intentionally violate Shabbos, a carbon chatas won't help you. It needs to be accidental, or you don't know it's Shabbos, you don't know it's asr. Tomar b'yom kippurim, she'hu mechaper al-zadon kishkaga. But Yom Kippur is different than that. Yom Kippur is more powerful than a chatas. Yom Kippur is mechaper even Zadon, even intentional Aveiro. So maybe it shouldn't be necessary to do tshuva. Holu mechaper ala zadon kishkaga, yechaper ala shav malashenim shavim. Talmud lomar, ach. Right, the pasuk says, ach, and pasuk kav zayin. Right, ach be'asor lachodesh hashvi yazeh. It says, ach, that means you exclude something. Ha'enu mechaper ela ala shavim. Only if you do tshuva do you get kapara. So this is really a wild medrash, right? So many things going on, right? You don't need to do anything. You can totally ignore Yom Kippur. Not just if you don't have a basic mikdash and there's no karbanos. You can be eating your treif sandwich and smoking your cigarette and doing all sorts of isurim on Yom Kippur, and it doesn't matter. You get kapara as long as you did tshuva for those averos, right? Tshuva is the absolute non-negotiable. You need tshuva, but other than tshuva, Yom Kippur, the day itself does all the work. You don't need to do anything. But tshuva is absolutely necessary. That's the sifra here. That's what comes out of the sifra. And with that, we now have the source, right? These two different sifras. We have the source for Yom Kippur being mechaper, right? That it's this word yom, the day itself is mechaper. And by the way, how would you translate it when you say ki vayom hazeh? Vayom doesn't mean on this day, which we thought it meant, right? But with this day, right? Sometimes bi can mean using something, the instrumental dative for people who care about those terms. But with the day, through the day itself is the mechaper. That's the chiddush. So we really, the truth is we have two different sources, right? One is Kiva Yom HaZeh. The other source was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's drasha. I don't know if they're mutually exclusive. It could be sort of two different perspectives on how the kapara works. So now we get to our Gemara. Back in source number one, the Gemara, the last five lines here, the Gemara is going to complicate for us the relationship between Yom Kippur and Tshuva. So Mishnah quotes the Mishnah as saying, Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprin ima tshuva. Right, as we said, Misa, death, and Yom Kippur, and we're going to focus on the Yom Kippur part, are mechaper along with tshuva. And we had we specified, right, that means for a minor aver you just need tshuva, for a more significant aver you need tshuva to be tola, but you need Yom Kippur to achieve kapara. The Gemara makes a diuk, very straightforward diuk, ima tshuva in, b'fnei atzman lo. It says it's mechaper with tshuva. That means it can't be mechaper without tshuva, right? Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you also have tshuva. It's, you know, you need both or it doesn't work. And now the Gemara says, Neima delo kerebi. Maybe we should say that our Mishnah, which implies you need both Yom Kippur and tshuva, goes against Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Ditanya, we bring in a brisa. Rebbe Omer, al kol avero sheva Torah, for all averos in the Torah, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva. Whether you did tshuva or not, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur is mechaper, whether or not you do tshuva, right? This is not like what we just saw in the Sifra. It's saying you don't need tshuva. Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva, with some exceptions. Chutz me'aloeg al chavero, u'megala panim batorah, u'mefer bris basar. The three exceptions of one who ridicules their friend, someone who embarrasses the Torah by maybe making improper interpretations of the Torah, and one who undoes their bris, their circumcision. For those three, averos shem asa tshuva yom kippurim. Sorry, for those three you can't get kapar. But other than those, for those three shem asa tshuva yom kippurim mechaper, v'im lo asa tshuva en yom kippurim mechaper. For those three, you need both tshuva and yom kippur. For everything else, you just need Yom Kippur, no tshuva necessary. That's Rebbe's view. And our Gemara says that should go against the Mishnah. Right? Rebbe's arguing on the Mishnah because the Mishnah seems to say you need Yom Kippur plus tshuva, ima tshuva. Rebbe seems to say other than these three exceptions, Yom Kippur works without tshuva. Is it a little odd to anyone that the Mishnah would be going against Rebbe? Right? Rebbe is supposedly the author of the Mishnah, the redactor, however you want to call it. Right, it would be a little unusual for the Mishnah to go against Rebbe, but it's not unprecedented. It is possible. That's the Gemara's suggestion. maybe this goes against Rebbe. Not only that, we're not going to read it inside, but the Yerushalmi, source number 7, actually concludes this. The Yerushalmi says, we're not going to look at it inside. You can do it homework, Yom Kippur during the break. It says that the Mishnah goes against this view of Rebbe. It just says it straight up. And that's the conclusion. The Mishnah is they disagree. It seems pretty straightforward that they disagree. But the Bavli does not want to conclude like the Yerushalmi. What does the Bavli say? It says, Afilu tema Rebbe. You could even say that our Mishnah fits with the view of Rebbe, right? Our Mishnah that says Yom Kippur is mechaper only if you do tshuva, apparently. And Rebbe who says Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, other than those three exceptions. So how do we explain it? Tshuva baya Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim lo baya tshuva. How do we understand our Mishnah when it says Yom Kippur is mechaper ima tshuva? It means that tshuva needs Yom Kippur, meaning tshuva alone is insufficient, but Yom HaKippurim lo baya tshuva. Yom Kippur is sufficient and doesn't need tshuva. How does this sound as a reading of the Mishnah? What do people think? Tortured reading? Right, it seems to very much not be the simple reading of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Yom Kippur is mechaper ima tshuva. It says ima tshuva. It sounds like you can't do it without. That was the diak we made in the Gemara originally. Now we're saying Yom Kippur is mechaper ima tshuva. Tshuva is not sufficient on its own. It needs Yom Kippur's help. That's not what it sounds like. It sounds like Yom Kippur needs tshuva's help. This Gemara is totally inverting what the Mishnah seems to be saying. And what, in effect, what is it doing? It's telling us, you thought the Mishnah says you need tshuva in order to get kapara. Really, the Mishnah says you don't need tshuva in order to get kapara. It's basically reading the Mishnah as if the Mishnah is Rebbe's view. Right? It's totally overturning the Mishnah to become Rebbe's view that you don't need any tshuva. And remember, we saw in the Sifra seemed very committed to requiring tshuva. Rebbe we thought was this outlier view that you don't need tshuva. The Gemara tells us, no, the Mishnah even agrees with Rebbe. The Mishnah also says that Yom Kippur isn't sufficient and you don't need to do any tshuva. Right? This would make Yom Kippur very easy. No, like no slichos necessary, no tshuva necessary. Just get the Yom Kippur day and you're good. It's going to get a bit more complicated, but yeah. Ah, well, it could just be telling you, here are the different mechaperim. Chatas and Asham are mechaper, and Yom Kippur is mechaper, and Misa is mechaper. It could just be the list of mechaperim, right? We don't have another Mishnah that tells us. In my dissertation, I compiled all of the mechaperim and categorized. So there are a lot more, but in the Mishnah, that's the most, that we don't really have like extensive lists like that. That seems pretty extensive. The closest thing, you might have something parallel in source number 20, which talks about different karbanos on Yom Kippur and of other chagim that are mechaper. But, you know, usually you don't have long lists of mechaperim like that in the Mishnah. So maybe it's just giving you the, you know, telling you what's mechaper, your basic list. And it also leaves off Yisurim, right, other sources on the sheet we won't see talk about Yisurin. It doesn't have everything, but it has a good chunk of them, a good number of them. So maybe that's what it's doing. Okay, so we have to try to figure out what is going on here. The Gemara seems to really be reading the Mishnah against Pshat, against the straightforward reading of the Mishnah, right? It's making the Mishnah into Rebbe, where instead of just saying it's a machlokes, which is what the Yerushalmi said, why don't you just say it's a machlokes? What are the implications of this? So we're going to look at two different Rishonim on this Gemara, one of them will have more than one approach, but there will be several different approaches as to how to understand our Gemara on this basis. So look at source number 9. 8 is pretty similar to 9, so we'll just read 9. It's a little more straightforward. The Tosos Yeshanim, which is actually printed on the page of Maseches Yomos. This is, you know, on the page, on the bottom. Tosos Yeshanim's explanation of what's going on, right? Here is the Gemara's resolution. The Gemara explaining the Mishnah. It says, Tshuva baya Yom Kippurim. Tshuva requires Yom Kippur in order to be Mechaper. Yom Kippurim lo baya Tshuva. Yom Kippur doesn't need Tshuva. Yom Kippur is self-sufficient. So here's the question. And they're going to ask the question not the way we asked it, which is, how could this possibly be shot in the Mishnah? They ask the question a little bit from the side. V'im tomar, if you ask, Hacha mashma, the Yom Kippurim ikur. Right, this implies that Yom Kippur is the main thing. Right, if Yom Kippur is a chaper without tshuva, between Yom Kippur and tshuva, Yom Kippur is obviously the main thing. V'afilu hachi ka'amar im tshuva, and yet the Mishnah says Yom Kippur is mechaper im tshuva, using that formulation. Right, A is mechaper with B, A with B, Yom Kippur with tshuva. Yom Kippur is the first item, tshuva is the second item. Right, Yom Kippur is A, tshuva is B. V'kasher mikan al mashe ragla Rabbeinu Yaakov lomar. This is a big question on what Rabbeinu Yaakov would say. Who's Rabbeinu Yaakov? Rabbeinu Tam, right? Yaakov Ish Tam, Yosheva Olim. So Rabbeinu Yaakov was known as Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam had this view that is now going to be problematic. What's his view? The Talmud Torah, Tafel Ligabe Derech Eretz. Right? Talmud Torah, as compared to Derech Eretz, is secondary. So the main thing is Derech Eretz, and the secondary thing is Torah. How does Rabbeinu Tam know that? Midakatani, Mishnah Avos says, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. This is a well-known Mishnah, right? Talmud Torah is nice with Derech Eretz. So which one's the main thing? Rabbeinu Tam says, Alma Derech Eretz Iker. Because whenever you have a list that says A with B, the main thing is always B, right? It's always, you know, it's good to have, what is it? It's good to have some butter with your bread, right? You wouldn't say it's good to have some bread with your butter. That doesn't make sense. It's good to have some butter with your bread. B, the second thing is the ikur. Yafet, Talmud Torah, im Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is the main thing. It's good to have some Talmud Torah with your Derech Eretz. And he has a proof for that. Right, the different relatives split the inheritance, those who inherit the husband, those who inherit the father. So the main one is the second one, Alma Yorshei Av Iker. We're not going to go into that sugya. But that's Rabbeinu Tam's view in general. A with B, A in B. B is the main thing. Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is the main thing. Okay, but what does he do with our sugya? V'ilu hacha ka'amar im hachuva In our Mishnah, we say Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva. So what should be the main thing? B, tshuva. But it's not. The Gemara said Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. Tshuva needs Yom Kippur. So it's exactly the opposite of what Rabbeinu Tam said. This breaks Rabbeinu Tam's rule. So this, admittedly, this question is not the direct way of asking our question, but it will, in effect, get to where we are of challenging how the Mishnah and the Gemara fit together. Essentially, that's what it ends up doing. And Tosfos Yeshanim is going to offer three different answers. And we're going to think about the implications of this for whether Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva or not. Yesh lomar. So here's answer number one. D'hachi kamar. This is what he means. Ima tshuva she'asa kvar tzarech Yom Kippurim. Ve'eno balomar she'tzarech shneihem. So what does it mean Yom Kippur is mechaper im ha-tshuva? Im ha-tshuva means regardless of tshuva. Meaning along with whatever tshuva you did, it doesn't matter, you still need Yom Kippur. That's how he's reading. Yom Kippur is mechaper im ha-tshuva. Yom Kippur is mechaper. That's the only thing that matters. Im ha-tshuva, notwithstanding whatever tshuva you did. Okay, it's not the most straightforward reading, but it does save Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam's whole rule only applies when you actually need both things. If you need A and B, B is the main thing. If you say A notwithstanding B, the rule doesn't apply. So this is the im that means notwithstanding. Rabbeinu Tam's rule doesn't apply. But what does that tell us at the end of the day in terms of the relation between Yom Kippur and tshuva and kapara? Just like the Gemara, right, comes out straight like the Gemara that Yom Kippur does everything and tshuva does nothing. Tshuva is not necessary for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. So that's answer number one in Tosfos. Inami, answer number two, and this is going to be somewhat similar. Mishum misa dibehade tana im hachuva dechuva iker gabe misa. Answer number two is, you know what, you're right. If our Mishnah had only said Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva, then Rabbeinu Tam would be forced to say that tshuva is the main thing. But the truth is, tshuva is the main thing relative to misa, which was also there. Right? Remember, it's misa of Yom Kippurim. Mechaperim ima tshuva. So Rabbeinu Tam can say Misa and Yom Kippur, sorry, Misa and tshuva, the main thing is tshuva. But Yom Kippur and tshuva, the main thing is Yom Kippur. That's how he would get out of it. Again, it's a difficult reading of the Mishnah because you would think, it seems like Misa and Yom Kippur are in the same boat. Why would you say Misa is less important than tshuva, but Yom Kippur is more important than tshuva? It doesn't sound like that, but okay, it's a technicality. It's a way for Rabbeinu Tam to get out of it. And again, in terms of Yom Kippur is fully mechaper, no tshuva necessary, right? Misa, it comes out different in terms of the lumdus of Misa being mechaper. That's a different shear. That was answer number two. Pretty similar to answer number one, at least as regards Yom Kippur. But now answer number three, the od yesh lomar, de le rebi nami tzarech tshuva likapara gemura, right? This is, again, totally overturning what Rebbe said. We thought Rebbe had said, all you need is Yom Kippur, no need for tshuva, and you get kapara, except for those big three. No, the truth is, Rebbe also needs tshuva in order to get full kapara. Afal gav demehani Yom Kippurim lema'id mikaris. Mikol makom kapara gmura below tshuva leka. What did Rebbe mean when he says Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva? It means it's mema'id mikaris. You won't get the full punishment. But it's not actually mechaper unless you also do tshuva. So when our Gemara says tshuva needs Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva, it means Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva to save you from kares. But Yom Kippur does actually need tshuva in order to get kapara. Again, flipping Rebbe's view on its head. And listen to this proof. It's an amazing proof by the Tosfos Yeshanim. De'im lo kein, if this isn't true, if Yom Kippur is just mechaper everything on its own, Lama charev habayis b'shvil avonoseinu. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of our averos. Kevan she Yom Kippur mechaper chus v'gimel dvarim l'porig ol. Yom Kippur every year, whatever averos you did, Yom Kippur wipes the slate clean. Okay, porig ol megal. Okay, that can't be such a big deal. You know, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of our averos. B'pnei chatzeinu golinu me'aretzeinu, and that must mean there were some averos there. They weren't all wiped away every year. It was more than 1 year's worth of avera buildup. So it must be that Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper fully if you didn't do tshuva. Right? Totally flipping it on its head. So if the Gemara, right, you're reading the Gemara, we thought the Gemara pulls the Mishnah towards Rebbe. Says the Mishnah, you thought the Mishnah says you need tshuva. But really the Mishnah means, like Rebbe, that you don't need tshuva. This third answer of the Tosfos Yeshanim pulls it all the way back. Says even Rebbe holds that you need tshuva in order to get kapara gmura. Without tshuva, you only get this, the ma'id mikares. You get protected from kares, but you don't actually get kapara. So I'll call this the middle view, right? The middle view that Yom Kippur without tshuva gets you part of the way there, right? Gets you partial kapara. It's between the view of the Mishnah and the view of Rebbe, the Mishnah that that sounds like you need tshuva absolutely, or there's nothing, and Rebbe who says sounds like he's saying you don't need any tshuva. But let's look now at the Meiri that's going to take things even further towards the side of needing tshuva. So Amar Meiri, first he starts by commenting on the beginning of the Mishnah, Chatas v'asham vade mechaprim, Rots lomer al avonu shehim bayin aleim. Oh yeah, sure. I think part of what's pushing him to say what he says is it's just so hard to read the Gemara, right? I mean, he doesn't say this explicitly, but I think that's lurking behind it. How can you read the Gemara? It makes no sense to say that the Mishnah is agreeing with Rebbe. The Mishnah is not agreeing. How can you say they agree? Must be that even Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe, and to make things a bit smoother. I'd say maybe there's two different things that pushed him. Number one is the gap between what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying and how the Gemara is trying to read the Mishnah. Like, can it really be rereading it that strongly? No, let's water it down. And number two, maybe there was a theological objection that he had. How could it be that you get so much kapara without even doing tshuva? We'll talk about that more in a couple of minutes, the theological side. But at the very least, just reading the Gemara, it's so hard to read the Gemara. Maybe that's what pushes him to say, well, maybe we have to re-understand Rebbe. But let's look now at the Meiri. If you're worried about the Tosfos Yeshanim's Chiddush, get ready for the Meiri. Okay, so the Meiri starts with talking about the beginning of the Mishnah. fine. Just going to skip the first few lines that are not about our thing exactly. Okay, so now we're on the third line. The fourth word, Misa v'Yom HaKippurim mechaprim imat tshuva. That's a quote from our Mishnah, right? Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaprim along with tshuva. And here's how he explains this. Shezehu klal gadol. Here's the big rule. She'ein shum davar mechaper ela b'tshuva. Nothing is mechaper except with tshuva. Okay, well, we already know the direction the Meiri is going in here, right? You absolutely need tshuvas for kapara. Ha'tshuva. So now he's continuing to paraphrase the Mishnah. Tshuva, rotzalom rav levad, below misa. Tshuva alone, without misa. Ulo yom kippurim. Tshuva on its own. Mechaperes laveros kalos. Al seva lo sase. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Tshuva alone. Mechaper for minor averos. Aval achamuros. Kingon karesos. Uvisos bezdin. Tshuva tola. Atshuva yom kippurim v'chaper. Right? That's the rest of our Mishnah. Or the next line of our Mishnah. Tshuva for major averos only protects you in the interim until Yom Kippur is mechaper. And now listen to this. Klomar, in other words, shetachlis hatshuva nimtzeis bo. The end goal of tshuva is found in Yom Kippur or death. What does that mean? Right? It says tshuva is enough to be mechaber for minor averos. For big averos, you, along with Yom Kippur or death, it's mechaber because that's where the full realization of tshuva is. So we'll get back to that in a minute. Umikol makom. Hu adin she'atshuva hagmura mechaperes b'choleis. This is a bombshell, right? He says, I know we said this whole thing, Yom Kippur, whatever. Tshuva is always mechaper. If you have tshuva gmura, if you have absolute tshuva, you will always be mechaper for anything. You don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need Misa, you don't need anything else. Just tshuva is mechaper if you do tshuva gmura. She'en apargod ninal b'fnei tshuva, right? It sounds like he's really being theologically motivated. There's no such thing as the curtain, the divine curtain being blocked, being locked from tshuva. Tshuva is always an option. Ela shestam hadvarim she'inim tzeishlema yoser bizman hazeh mishar hazmanim. Okay, you know, you're more likely to get to full tshuva on Yom Kippur, when you're dying. Those are the times when someone is more likely to have that full tshuva experience. But theoretically, if you had full tshuva anywhere, anytime, you don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need Misa. Yom Kippur, tshuva alone is mechaper for all averos. Say more.
Incomplete tshuva, or whatever is the option, tshuva tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's good enough for your kapara.
Yeah, that's how he's reading the Mishnah, right? But there's no indication in the Mishnah that there's different levels of tshuva, and right. But that's his chiddush. He's saying the whole Mishnah is only talking about a tshuva she'ena gemura. Tshuva gemura, we need to write a new Mishnah, and in that new Mishnah that the Meiri is coming up with, it's always mechaper. And let's go a step further. In source 11, the Chibur HaTshuva. The Meiri has a lengthy essay, almost a book, about tshuva, and here's what he says. I mean, it's a selection from a much longer piece. Ukvar yadata. Oh, and he's going to talk about Seir Mishtaleach. Just as a bit of introduction to that, we're not to just look at the underlying piece in source 20. Just at the underline. Here it talks about the different karbanos and what they're mechaper for. And, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav is one karban, and Zdon Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav is Seir Nas V'Fnim. The underline, Al Shar Averos Shabbat Torah, for all of our other Averos, other than like being mitami the mikdash, some very minor thing. So basically 99% of the averos, hakalos ve'achamuros, minor sins or major sins, hazdonos ve'ashgagos, intentional sin and unintentional sin, hoda ve'lo hoda, whether you know about it or not, ase ve'lo ase, positive or negative, karesos u'misos d'ezdin, regardless of the severity, even if it's karesos u'misos d'ezdin, what's mechaper? Seir mishtaleach mechaper. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the seir mishtaleach, the seir la'azazel, would be mechaper for all averos. So that's just a fact going in. Now, obviously, we don't have that. Yom Kippur is still supposed to be mechaper for the chamuros. So, you know, more or less, you have a replacement, the day of Yom Kippur instead of the Seir La'azazel. So here, the Meiri is talking about the Seir La'azazel itself. Ukvar yadata, right? Ukvar yadata she'ein Seir HaMishtaleach mechaper ela la'shavim. The Seir HaMishtaleach is not mechaper for anyone except for someone who does tshuva. Now, that's already a chiddush. Avo mechaper hu lashavim al kol avonos heim kalim heim chamurim heim zdonos heim shkagos heim shahodalo heim shlohodalo. This is his paraphrase of that Mishnah in Shavuos. Right, that if you did tshuva along with the Seir Mishtaleach, that's mechaper for all averos. Umasha amru b'ktsas mekomos shemechaper al akalos. Now it sounds like you read the Gemara and you read Rambam. It sounds like it can be mechaper for the kalos on its own, af below tshuva. It sounds like we say the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper for minor affairs without having done tshuva. How do you explain that? Biur, here's what that means. Af al pishalo his orer, tachlis ha'ara, ad sheyavo mimena lidei tshuva gmura. That means if you didn't have a full stirring to the fullest extent, such that you would do complete tshuva. That's what it means. When we say Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper without tshuva, it means without complete tshuva. Nimtza mikol makom, listen to these words, comes out, she'asa'ir sibas hakapara v'hatshuva hi hakapara. The sa'ir la'azazel, which the Gemara says is mechaper for everything, that's not actually the tshuva. That's the sibas hakapara. That's the cause of the thing that is kapara. But the tshuva is the kapara. What does that mean? He explains. V'ushev izman hazeh. Before we get to that, what does that mean? That means that the Seir Mishtaleach triggers full tshuva most of the time. It's a very powerful event. They would send the sire into the midbar. They'd maybe throw it off the tzuk, off the cliff. That would get people's tshuva going, and everyone would have this full tshuva, at least in the standard case. That's the way it was supposed to work. So that's what it means that the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper. Is the Seir doing anything itself? No. All it's doing is it's setting people up psychologically to have a full tshuva. And that's what the kapara is. The tshuva hi hakapara. The Seir is not actually doing anything. That's why he said in the previous line that if you have the Seir but you don't do tshuva, you get kapara. What does that mean? It means you don't do full tshuva. Okay, you do a little less tshuva from the Seir, you get less kapara. But you need to do, if you don't do any tshuva, you don't get any kapara. And this is also what he had said in source 10 that we just read, when he says tachas atshuva nimtzeis bo, what he's saying is death and Yom Kippur don't actually do anything themselves in terms of kapara. What they do is they spur a person to tshuva, and that is what causes the kapara. So for the Meiri, and we'll continue reading it, he spells this out further, for the Meiri, there's only one mechaper. That one mechaper is tshuva. Everything else is just the conditions to bring one to tshuva, but there's nothing that actually does. There's no like metaphysical work being done. There's no magical erasure of your averos. It's totally a function of the tshuva that a person does. We'll keep reading in the Me'iri here, line 4. Gusha bizman hazeh she'ein sayer, tshuva mechaperes. Right, nowadays we don't have the sayer. I would have thought, what replaces the sayer mishtaleach? What would I have thought without reading the Me'iri?
The day,
that's the sifra, that's the chiddush. Kiva yom hazeh, kiva zeh, the yom is mechaper, even if you don't have karbanos. That's what the sifra said. The Me'iri says, no, that's not what replaces the sayer mishtaleach. What replaces the sayer mishtaleach is tshuva. We don't have the sire to spur you to do tshuva. Okay, you can do tshuva without the sire mishnaleach. V'chein kol ma she'amra alav shehu mechaper, im sa'ir, im asmo she'im ha'kippurim, im yisurin, im misa, whatever your favorite mechaper is, karbanos, the day of Yom Kippur, death, yisurin, suffering, which we didn't see those sources, whatever that means, be'or, abir kulam, he'ara hamaga'as lo, be'ezame elu. It doesn't actually do anything in itself. It's a hara. It stirs you. It instigates in you. Tshuva, v'akol sibas ha'tshuva, v'hi ha'kapara. That's the cause of tshuva, and the tshuva is the kapara. Right? There's a total correlation between how much tshuva you do and how much kapara you get. Everything else is just a way of getting you to do tshuva. V'ushev ramas harav, harav being the Rambam. This is what the Rambam meant, b'sir meshaleach shu liyosa ha'ara l'tshuvas kol ha'chataim. I think this is the Rambam in the Moreh, where he talks about how sir meshaleach spurs people to do tshuva, that's sort of underlying this whole theory of the Me'iri. Lo nirtza l'zvichol ha'krabot l'sreifat yisharmi menu shum roshem aval sheyurchak tachlis harchaka v'yushlach be'eretz gzeira ha'aretz la'ziva sachatayim aziva gmura ashle yoshev obahem. Right? This idea that usually karbanos, you take, you shecht it, you put the blood here, you put the meat there, you burn it, you do something with the body of the karban. Sirim shaleach probably is not a karban at all. Even though its starting point is like a karban, but you somehow throw it all away. You get rid of it completely. That's supposed to inspire people to tshuva, to totally throw away your averos, like it's a sayer la azazel. Yeah.
Not just the yom and misa and everything else, also for the purpose of stirring.
Everything. That's all there is. The only mechaper is tshuva. Everything else that says it's a mechaper, what it means is that will stir you to do tshuva, and that likely, not always, but likely, and that will be mechaper. Exactly. Misa doesn't mean misa. It means, and there are some gersels that have this yom ha-misa, the day of death, meaning anticipation of death, and that leads to tshuva. So, right, if we saw, so let's just catalog our views. Okay, first the question. Yeah.
The litany of things mentioned in the Gemara of Marshurus, talk about the whole devil of how can you tshuva something you don't know about? There has to be some mechanism.
Right. I mean, so it's a good question. I don't know if the Me'iri addresses this directly. He might say something like, you reflect on how you might not have been careful enough when handling things, and therefore you became tameh without realizing. You can do tshuva on that, maybe, but I'm not sure. It's a good question. You could also ask, according to the Me'iri, what's the whole machlokes in our Gemara between Rebbe and the Chachamim? If everything is just a function of tshuva, so what do you mean? Is Yom Kippur mechaper with tshuva without? What's the question? What's the issue? Or maybe he's only passing like one side, but it sounds like, if this is really the principle of things, that the only mechaper is tshuva, everything else is just to get you to do tshuva, then why are there all these debates about it, right? So, I mean, the Me'iri has a lot of difficult gemaras. It's more like he has this shita, and that drives his view. He can squeeze it into the gemaras, but it's a little more dachuk. So just to review the shitos we have, right? So again, the Mishnah seemed to say that you need a tshuva in order for Yom Kippur to be mechaper, which was agreeing with the Sifra, right, that you may not have, you may not keep Yom Kippur in any way, you may not have the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, but you need to at least do tshuva. The Mishnah seemed to say that. Rebbe seemed to say you don't need to do tshuva for Yom Kippur to be mechaper. Tosfos, Yeshanim, raised this contradiction, or indirectly raised the contradiction, and then their first two answers seemed to say, no, really, first I should say the Gemara reads, Rebbe into the Mishnah and says that the Mishnah really agrees with Rebbe that all you need is Yom Kippur. The first two answers in the Tosafot Yeshanim seem to agree with that. They said, yeah, according to the Mishnah, according to Rebbe, all you need is Yom Kippur. The third answer had this compromise position that without tshuva, you can be partially mechaper, you can protect yourself from kares, but you need tshuva in order to get full kapara. And then we saw the Meiri that's all the way on the other extreme. It says Yom Kippur does absolutely nothing other than spur you to tshuva. Just like the Seir Mishleach, just like Misa, just like Yisurin. Whatever the Gemara says is a Mechaper, that means it psychologically causes you to do tshuva, but the only thing that actually is Mechaper is tshuva. And with our remaining couple of minutes, just want to take a step back and reflect on the differences between these views here. Right? When we think about Yom Kippur as being a day of Kapara, what exactly does that mean? How does that work exactly? So there's really two polar opposite, two polar extremes as to how that works. One is the view that we just saw, the Meiri. And the Meiri, and to some extent, you get a modified, a weaker form of this in the Mishnah, but according to the Meiri, the whole point of Yom Kippur is to spur you to do tshuva. It's all about self-transformation and committing to do the right thing and regretting doing the wrong things. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. There's nothing magical about Yom Kippur. There's nothing magical about the Karbanos, about the Seir LaAzazel, about the Yom. It's all about our experience and our internalizing what we did wrong and learning how to do better. That's one extreme. On the other extreme is the view of Rebbe, which may also be the view of the Mishnah, if you accept what the Gemara seems to be saying. And that is, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even your Averos Chamuros, without even having done tshuva, which, you know, in some ways is very shocking. How could it be that you didn't do tshuva, you did all these Averos, and you get off the hook? How could that be? I think the way to understand it is to see Yom Kippur as a day of divine grace, of chesed elyon, right? That usually you get punished for what you do. But just like we've been asking for in the Yugimo Midos, Harachamim, right? It's a chanun, it's a matnas chinam, it's a gift to somehow, even though we don't deserve it. If you didn't do tshuva, you certainly don't deserve kapara. Even though we don't deserve it, Hashem will wipe away our slate at the beginning of the year. Almost like, you know, you have, I think Rashi points it out, when there was a new melech, the new melech would say, okay, anyone who was guilty in the past will wipe the slate clean. Right? So here at the beginning of the year on Yom Kippur, maybe we also get a little bit of chesed and we get our slate wiped clean. But just to think about what Yom Kippur is, the experience of Yom Kippur, the function of Yom Kippur, for Rebbe's view, on the one hand, that it's just about this free gift, that on the day of Yom Kippur, our slate is wiped clean. To think about the opposite view, the Meiri, that it's all about what we do. Nothing comes for free. We need to work and do tshuva, that self-improvement for every inch of kapara you get. And of course, there are the middle views that you need some combination or with only one, it only helps you part way. But just to think about the different conceptions of the day of Yom Kippur and really the different conceptions of what does Judaism believe in terms of do you need to earn your kapara? Do you get what you deserve? Or do you get a lot more than you deserve, in terms of chesed from Hashem? Different perspectives we see here, and they come right out of the sugya. Right? This is not philosophical text. This is just reading our Gemara, in different ways. But as we approach Yom Kippur, hopefully we'll internalize both the messages. We'll both appreciate the divine chesed and maybe also act with chesed towards others. And also take this opportunity to be one of self-transformation and tshuva. We should all be zocha to have a very productive Yom Kippur on all fronts.